Hey, this is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast. In this episode, I do something a little bit different. I'm introducing my twin brother, Professor Jimmy, to you. Now, Professor Jimmy, he got all the brains and I got all the looks in our twinship. And this episode tells you how to practice, so it's really for your students. What I suggest, Professor Jimmy is much more fun to watch than to listen to, but you can hear some of his quirks and antics on this recording too. But what I suggest is that you go to the website, jamesdevine.net, and you download the video of Professor Jimmy teaching students how to practice. It's about 17 minutes long, and it is fun to watch. And if you just need something to put in as a filler for a lesson plan, or you want to teach students how to practice especially, then this could be a good video to do.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Hello, is this thing on? Oh, I think it is. Yeah. Hey, this is Professor Jimmy, and back by popular demand, I am here to give you a lesson on how to practice. Let's start with, first of all, the hardest thing about practicing, and that's getting everything together. See, if you have a spot already set up and you have your music stand and you have a chair set up there and that's where all your music is and all the things you need are already there, then you're going to be good to go. So I got my stand over here. See my stand? Isn't that beautiful? It's got a picture of Mickey Mouse on it. Don't tell the Disney people, because they don't like that kind of stuff when you don't ask their permission. But it was done by a former student of Mr. Devine's named Britt. And a bunch of other students did some beautiful decorations. So I've got my Mickey Mouse stand, and now I'm going to get my instrument real quick. This is the hardest part, just putting the instrument together and getting everything going and making sure you're ready to go. I don't know why it's the hardest part, but it is. And once you have that going, then it's much easier to get focused into practicing. Here's what you can also do. You want to focus. You want to turn off your notification. Hold on a second. My phone's vibrating. Hello? Mom, I'm trying to record a video for my students on how to practice. All right, can you call me back later? Mom, don't get mad at me. Yes, Mom, I took my vitamins. Yes, Mom, I washed my hands after I used the bathroom. All right, Mom, I'm going to talk to you later. I got to get going with this lesson here. All right. Thanks for hanging on there. That was my mom. Everyone's got to love their mom, right? But turn off the notifications on your phone, because that's just going to be a distraction to you. If you're trying to play a couple of notes and then your phone rings or buzzes or vibrates, or you get notifications of your 10,000 different apps that you have for Facebook notification, you're going to easily get distracted. Now, my phone is actually a big tool for me too, because I have a free tuner and I have a free metronome that I've downloaded and put on my phone. Now I've got my camera. I've got, like, my whole life is on this phone. It just comes with me. But you want to get that tuner and metronome app if you can. I always start with some type of air exercise. And by air exercise, it usually means some type of long tone that I'm playing forte. And I'll usually set the metronome for that even. And you can do, like, a descending scale. Or, like, what I like to do is all the way to my lowest note. And I play it till I run completely out of air, and that way I'm building up my lungs and also trying to get a good sound too. This is not the time to play wimpy or play without the proper air. You want to play loud and proud and strong and get a clear tone. It's kind of like the stretching is for someone who's about to work out. That's what air and long tones are for you. Sometimes I'll just play a scale and just play it really long like this. You see, you can make tone better over a long period of time only. You can't do it overnight. And so you always want to be listening for tone. You can't hear yourself in band or in orchestra when everybody else is playing, and you can't tell if you have the best possible tone. That's why individual practice time is so important. I'll also do sometimes you can, if you're a brass player, you might just play just with your mouthpiece and buzz on that. And that you guys have an advantage over the woodwind players because you can take that mouthpiece anywhere, in the car, at the beach, when you're in the movies, when you take your girlfriend to the movies, just bring the mouthpiece, and while they're doing the previews, you can be blowing your F. Remingtons. Your girlfriend will hate you, but and so will the other people in the movie theater. But you'll become an awesome player with a great tone if you do that. Tone is lifelong. Also, I work on pitch during this time. I may put the tuner up and pull that up and look at each note, and is it in tune? Is it out of tune? Because just because you get one note in tune doesn't mean that you have the whole thing in tune. One of the considerations for practicing time is that frequency of practicing is much, much better than the length of practice. So you might say, well, I practiced 20 hours, but I did it all on the first Saturday of the month, and then I didn't do anything else the rest of the month. Well, you didn't really accomplish much if you did that. But if you did 5 minutes a day for 6 days a week, even though your practice time is much less than the person who did 20 hours, you're only approaching about 2 hours max at that point. But that's going to suit you better because it's something every day, a little bit every day. And like I said, the hardest part is just getting the instrument out and getting everything ready to go. Okay, so the next thing you want to do is you want to set a goal. Whatever the goal is, make sure it's something you can attain in that practice session. So finishing out my all-state audition in one practice session of 5 minutes, that's not going to happen. You need a lot more time than that. But learning measure one of my all-state audition in the 5 minutes I have to practice and being able to play the rhythm correctly at a very slow speed, then that might be a goal that is more attainable in that amount of time. And my brother, Mr. Divine, he can help you with your goals. If he gives you a playing test on a certain piece of music, or he tells you that a playing test is coming up, ding, 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 that's your goal. So you know that that's something you have to work on. If you get a test in guitar and you failed the test, ding, 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 you know what your goal is now. So you don't have to have any question about what your goal is. Your goal might be, I need to play my B-flat major scale. And so some of you in concert band and symphonic band have failed at this test, and now you might have passed it. But earlier you failed at this test. Mr. Vine told me all about it because you tried to do your scale like this. And then Mr. Vine would say, play it slowly, play it as whole notes. And you'd go, guess what? Those aren't whole notes. Whole notes are round notes that get four beats each. And your scale would be like this. Slow is better. So if your goal is to do the B-flat major scale in your practice session, you're going to need to start it slow and then increase the speed as you get better at it. But start it off as whole notes. You might need one of the things you want to do is you want to be able to crawl before you run. Crawl before you run. And so that means, so those of you who are more advanced, you're going to take the more advanced materials and slow it way down. I have in front of me here the All-State band audition material for saxophone in Colorado. So here's what some of you will do. It's like, okay, I got everything ready. I got my phone off. I already talked to my mom. I texted my mom and told her I love her. I'm good to go. My instrument's good. I've got a good read on there. Everything's good to go. I've got the Allstate music up. Okay, I'm going to practice now. Okay, so you're laughing, but that's how some of you have practiced. Mr. Divine told me all about it. So I know these things. Here's what you need to do. That piece that I was just trying right there, it says that the dotted half note equals 60. I'm not going to be able to play it at that speed just yet. Here's what 60 sounds like. That's what it's supposed to sound like. And that's what my long-term goal is. My long-term goal in about 2 months, in about 6 weeks, but not for this practice session. Right now, I'm just going to try to play it each eighth note that's on the page with one click of the metronome. Is the speed that I would start if I were working on it and I had to play this piece for an audition. The reason for that is because I am concentrating on a lot more than just the notes. I'm concentrating on the rhythm. The rhythm is pretty easy. It's just eighth notes, but I'm playing one eighth note per beat that you hear on the metronome. But then I'm also focusing on the dynamics and the phrasing. Hopefully that time you could hear that in there. I'm not trying to get the speed that the audition needs to be on this first practice session. So that might be my goal. This first session is to play all the right notes at this terribly slow speed. And then next time, and I'm going to write a note to myself in the music what my tempo is. The metronome right now is at 60. And so I would put down metronome equals 60 in pencil. And then the next time I practice, I'm trying to start it at 60. And maybe my goal is to get it to 66 with all the dynamics and phrasing and the tonguing and everything else, the articulation that needs to happen in there. Because I need to crawl before I can run. And then eventually, I would get it to the tempo that I want it to be at. Another thing that to consider when you're practicing is don't always start at the beginning. There's sometimes where someone's trying to practice their song for band, and they have whole notes, whole notes, whole notes for 200 measures. And then they have one measure that has a 16th note run. And then they have whole notes for 200 measures. And so they'll start at the beginning. Da, da, rest, 2, 3, 4, 200, 2, 3, 4, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, da, da. And then they fall asleep before they even get to the 16th note runs. You don't need to practice the whole notes. You're good at those already. You don't need to practice counting rests. Well, I take that back. Some drummers need to practice counting rests, especially when you have that triangle part, 200 measures of rest, and then one ding. So you need to practice counting to that. And then some people run out of fingers and toes for their counting. But practice just the measure that has the run. That's all you need to practice. That's why sometimes Mr. Divine gives you a playing quiz just on a short piece. He doesn't say play the whole song. It's like these two measures are what's troublesome, and that's what's shown itself to be troublesome. Don't always start at the beginning. Start at the section that's giving you trouble. Even this Allstate piece, if I were working on it, and maybe the first 20 measures I get up to almost to full speed, but measure 21 is giving me trouble because it's got some notes that I never have seen before or aren't as comfortable with. And so I would just take that one measure and practice that one measure. Something very important. A professor that Mr. Divine had way back when he first started taking some lessons in a college setting, the professor told him, listen twice as much as you actually practice. If you are a saxophone player, you should be listening to good saxophone players. If you're a clarinet player, listen to good sax listen to good saxophone players too, but listen to good clarinet players. Find someone on YouTube that plays your instrument and then decide what you like about what they sound like and what you don't like. Find a guitar player you love on YouTube and find a way to slow their song down and play it. So once you have accomplished some of your goals and your practice session is now coming to an end, play something just for fun. When I'm practicing, I like to end my practice session with something, a bluesy song once in a while. I'll just kind of improvise, and it fits my mood. It's like my soul is speaking to how I feel at the moment. So this next piece that you hear is just that. It's just how I feel at the moment. And until next time, practice hard, practice often, set some goals and accomplish some goals. And I look forward to hearing from you and hearing what Mr. Divine says about what you have accomplished. Goodbye.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy.